Let loyal subjects now attend to the lines that here are penned, which lately came from Ireland, as you in brief shall understand. A soldier writing to his love, he said, "My dear and turtle dove, though in this kingdom thousands fell, yet still I am alive and well. But here's one thing I do declare, by us the rebels routed were. For in a sharp and bloody fray, we Protestants did win the day. They manner how we did proceed to make those Romish rebels bleed. In brief to you I will unfold, brave, noble, valiant hearts of gold. From Belterbat did march away, all night till morning break of day. Whereas by chance we did espy 4,000 of the enemy. The Duke of Berwick did command those rebels which could never stand against true Protestants of might, who did with resolution fight. Our noble brave commanders cried, charge and give fire, let the pride of French and Tories blasted be, while you are crowned with victory. Courageous lads, fight, kill, and wound, and give them not an inch of ground. But send them shots like showers of hail, to which soon will their courage quail. This so encouraged every man, that we like lions straight fell on. Our guns did then like thunder roar, while Teagues lay reeking in their gore. Both sharp and hot was the dispute, while we the Tories did salute. And Berwick's horse under him killed, at which he was with horror filled. The sight of this did so dismay his forces that they ran away. As swift as any nimble deer, while we pursued them in the rear. 300 rebels there we slew, while many chief commanders too. Our conquering sword did reap the field, and made the proud and haughty yield. We Protestants the Lord did bless with so much happy true success, that scarcely full 20 men in all did in this expedition fall. No sooner we the coast had cleared, but we our hearts with liquor cheered, in drinking healths to that great king, whose fame shall through Europe ring. To head his army he will come, who is the pride of Christendom, and for whose sake we are all agreed to fight while we have dropped to bleed. When has King William he comes o'er, the news will spread from shore to shore. But when his foes do hear his fame, they'll tremble at his royal name. When has King William he comes o'er, the news will spread from shore to shore. But when his foes do hear his fame, they'll tremble at his royal name.